Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and time for episode 443 of our classic podcast. And this is Chris Norton. Chris Norton is running a gigolo service. You wonder why he hadn't thought of that earlier. I guess it was all of his ambition to be a porn producer and porn star. But anyway, he decides to run a gigolo service, but he doesn't offer sex to women over 40 because, well, they're all dried up. This had to do with a current series of stories about Liza Minnelli and others dating younger men. Let's listen to this. It's from April 2002. It's Chris Norton in episode 443 of our classic podcast.
Some actresses will say, like Liza Minnelli, Meg Ryan, Bo Derek, they're going out with younger men. And people have been talking about this trend, which seems to be more public, older women with younger men. Chris Norton has a escort service called Croubaton Romantic Escort Services. It's based in the South Bay, and he joins us. And the reason why we wanted to talk to you, Mr. Norton, is because your escort service specializes in young men basically escorting older women, correct?
Yes, sir. That's primarily what it is, Mr. Henry. We understand older women. We know that the older woman is... wants class, she wants romance, she's not interested. The older a woman gets, obviously, she's not as interested in sex, because they had a lot of it when they were younger, and whatever it was, and what an older woman wants is romance.
So older women are not interested in sex?
No, not really. I mean, I think it comes with the fact that the older a woman gets, the less interested in sex she is, and the more interested in romance. And she wants respect, and she wants to be treated like a lady. And what we found, women, so our escort service specializes in women from their late 30s on up to their older 40s older 40s and early 50s.
So what if I'm not saying that you guys would be giving these women sex.
No, I mean, even if it was all right for us to do it, no older women really are interested in that. What they want is a young man to escort them out for the night, take them to dinner or escort them to dinner. And then what we throw in is what we call the dance. It's the closing moment of the date. And it's something that's kind of special. And Croubaton Escort, Romantic Escort, we escort women, older women, to functions, but we also, yes, provide romance.
Aren't you guys, would you call you guys gigolos?
No, because there's no sex.
Older women are always, you know, it's funny you say there's no sex, because older women are not interested in sex.
No, they say that they're interested in sex to keep up with their husbands, but generally, Mr. Henry, please take it from me, because I understand. I mean, we're a lot of women, because this is our business, but by the time a woman hits 40, she's pretty much dried up. I mean, what we provide a romantic atmosphere.
By the time a woman hits 40... she's dried up.
Yes, sir.
She's not interested in sex.
No, I mean, you have to understand that the older a person gets, the less their libido goes.
And yet older men are interested in younger women for sex.
Well, because men are sexual well into their 60s. Men are able to father children well into their 60s, but women, by the time they're 40, don't not want to have sex anymore. But our evening out with older women is not about that. It's about bringing them flowers. Then we end the evening with a dance. Many of the things...
Wait. What is the dance?
Generally, on the Romantic Escort, we will wear either a powder blue or mint green tuxedo. We wear Oscar de la Renta cologne. The evening ends. We walk them to the door. And many times they'll invite us in. We insist that the evening end with a nice cup of coffee. We don't want any alcohol. We plug in a portable CD player. We begin our dance. Toby, Scott, and I are good dancers, and the women generally want to sit and see us dance.
What kind of dancing do you... So you have a romantic evening out, you take the women out, but you don't... There's no sex.
No, sir, there would not be, but the reason why I got into escorting older women is because then there wouldn't be any interest in sex, because escorting younger women, they want to have sex. Okay?
But escorting older women, they're not interested in it.
No, sir. I mean, like I said, I mean, they're old. I don't know what your question means.
Well, so the aging process for women is somehow takes sex out of it?
Yeah. Old ladies don't want to have sex. I mean, we give them the dance, and the dance is pretty special. Since older women are not interested in sex, we don't do a lot of the hip grinding, but they're more interested in, I would say, figure skating type moves. So there's a lot of leaps and spins. Depending upon the size of our living room, generally most living rooms are big enough where we can do a couple of leaps and spins and twirls, you know.
And you guys, okay, and you're doing this in the tuxedo?
That's correct.
All right, interesting service. It's called Crouboutin Romantic Escort for Older Women, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Chris Norton, who is one of the primary owners. And we were just discussing this because of the propensity in recent days and recent months to see news about older women dating or marrying younger men. But there, Liza Minnelli, Meg Ryan, Bo Derek, they're with these guys for the romance, huh?
That is exactly right. And that's something people don't understand. Liza Minnelli doesn't need to have sex with her husband because, first of all, the rumor is that he's gay. I don't know if he is or not, but it wouldn't be surprising to me if he was. But they don't have to have sex anyway, because the older a woman gets, the less sex she wants to have. And the Liza Minnelli story proves older women, all they want to have is romance, and to have a man dance, to escort them to the different functions that they go to. And then at the end of the evening, we do throw in our dance. But once a woman turns 40, they go into, like, I think it's called, like, menopause or something. It's really hard for them to have sex. So that's why our escort service is the kind of thing I think that people enjoy.
So that they, at the end of this date you're talking about,
yes, sir.
You guys dance for the woman. You do this kind of dance.
They want to see us move around the room, and we're trying to respect these women.
And then that's the end of the date?
I finish my cup of coffee. She cuts me a check, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, I hate to say this, but they're paying you. Aren't they expecting sex?
No, sir. They don't. Remember, Mr. Henry, some of these women are almost 50.
Well, I'm almost 50, okay?
But you're a man. Again, there's a difference between an older man and an older woman. Old men can keep going until they're 80, which is, thank God, because I'm a guy, and I'm glad that I know that I can have sex till I'm 80.
So no sex?
No, sir. I mean, the only thing we take off is our shoes and the cummerbund, which comes standard with a powder blue tuxedo, or if they request a mint green tuxedo.
All right, but it's either a powder blue or a mint green tuxedo that you guys wear on this date.
Yes, they can request a powder. Most of the demands are powder blues, but we do get a special request of a mint green.
All right, and then that's the night. They pay you?
Yeah.
These women are not expecting sex.
No, remember, again, but they do have an interest in cuddling. They want to cuddle. They want to kiss.
Do they want you to spend the night?
Sometimes they ask me if I spend the night, and I'll say if you have a spare bedroom someplace or a fold-out couch, I'm happy to.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. But when a woman says, will you spend the night, I don't think she wants you to sleep on a fold-out couch.
Well.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton from Crouboutin Romantic Escort Services. Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Hi. I'm in the mountains. That's why it's a bit hard. Okay.
Go ahead, Chris. You're on with Chris Norton.
Okay, Mr. Norton?
Yes, ma'am.
I think you're showing a little bit of ignorance, and it's pretty insulting that you think a woman is dried up after 40. How about hormonal replacement? What do you think of that?
Well,
what do you think? You know, I am 60 years old. I have a body of a 40-year-old. I'm on hormonal replacement. My husband and I have sex 3 to 4 times a week. I don't understand you're showing a lot of ignorance. And when you don't know anything about menopause, and how about varipause in men? Have you ever heard of varipause when men cannot function anymore?
Can I say that I'm having a difficult time hearing the caller, but I think she said that she is having sex and she's 60?
Yes, you said, Chris, that you're still active with your husband and you're 60.
See that?
Yeah, the body of a 40-year-old. Well, you know, it depends what kind of woman he's dealing with.
See,
anyway,
a body of a 40-year-old, that's still pretty nasty. I mean, what I'm trying to say.
But please don't use words like nasty, okay?
No, I'm simply saying, Chris, our escort service, we don't provide sex. We provide what older women want, which is romance and dancing.
Okay. Okay, that's great, but please don't say that women are dried up after 40, because it doesn't occur. You have to get a little more knowledgeable in hormone replacement.
How can you have sex? You said you're sissy, right?
Yes.
How, I don't understand. How's it possible?
You don't understand? So I think you're showing a lot of ignorance. I'm really sorry that you're like that. And to think that women dry up after 40 is totally ignorant.
No, but see, here's the thing, Chris, and I don't want to offend you or anything, but women who, older women that have sex, that's like, were you abused when you were a little girl or something?
Because why do you think she's abused?
Well, oh, my God, it's so ignorant. I can't believe it.
I'm saying...
How ignorant you are. I cannot believe it. And please don't use that word again about women being dried up, because it shows your ignorance, and I think you ought to...
No,
you probably should see a physician and know all about, read about women's menopause, and maybe you'll learn a little bit more.
No, I'm not saying... If you use Crisco or one of the more popular lubricants... I guess it is.
I'm not talking about lubricant. I'm talking about a physiological medication that people take, and women do not dry up after 40. That's my point. That's all. And you're showing a lot of ignorance, and I am so insulted that you think women are dried up after 40.
Now look at Chris. I realize that your escort service is not about sex.
It's not, Mr. Henry. I'm insulted that she thinks that just because if we were to escort this lady, we're supposed to put out for her, because I'm not going to do I dance, and
Chris, you're not asking him to put out for you, are you?
Yeah, that's what she's saying. Well, then how come you want me to have sex? I'm saying
what?
That...
Nobody's asking you to have sex with her. You're simply assuming that older women don't have sex.
Well, I the older women that do desire sex have had history of abuse.
Oh, and my God, this man, you know, I'm going to hang up now because this man is too ignorant.
No.
I cannot, there's no way. So thank you very much for taking my call. I made my point.
All right, thank you very much, Chris.
No, but she's saying, hello?
She's gone, okay?
Well, for her, expect me to have sex with her, screwing a 60 must be like screwing a skeleton or something.
Okay, we don't have to use the word screw. God. 1-800-449-86. Phil Henry Show. I'm talking to Chris Norton, who is a partner in Crouboton Romantic Escort Services. They specialize in escorting older women. And the reason why is because they know that older women don't want to have sex because they don't have sex anymore. Older women want romance more than sex. And one of the things they do is escort these women on a variety of functions, and then at the end of the evening, they dance for them. Because according to Mr. Norton and his partners, the number one thing that older women want in a man is a guy that can dance for them. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Isn't that, but we don't have sex with him, and there's an awful lot of concentration on sex.
Where are you right now? I'm talking with Chris Norton, by the way. He's the owner of Crouboton Romantic Escort Services. They escort only older women. And you only escort older women because you feel you have a good handle on what older women want?
Yes, sir. I think that we do. And I'm sorry that we're talking about sex, because for older women, it's not about sex. It's about a good night going out with a young man who is dressed handsomely. We do our good night dance and have a cup of coffee. If she does request that we spend the night, they should have some kind of a day bed or a fold out bed for us.
So you're not gonna sleep with them.
We'll sleep with them if that doesn't involve sex, but that's not gonna involve no sex. Because they're old ladies are not gonna. They want to be cuddled. They want to just for you to hug them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Blossom. Blossom, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I'm just saying that guy is crazy. All he needs is a tail to be a jackass. Okay. Because
what are you talking about, lady? I mean,
all you need is a tail.
Going out with old ladies.
Oh, shut up. How old is your mom?
How old is my... You bring my mother into it?
How old is your mother?
Why are you bringing my mother into it?
Isn't she a woman?
Yeah, but she's old now. She doesn't have no sense.
Is your daddy alive?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever ask them? You're
going to start asking about the sex life of my mom and dada?
Yeah.
Okay, what about you? I mean, you don't have no sex no more, right?
No, I don't have any sex anymore.
Yeah.
Because I don't...
Exactly my point. That's
exactly
my point.
You know why?
And you're sitting there asking me for a piece of tail.
You know why?
She said you might as well be wearing a tail.
But you know why? Because I am too proud of myself to get mixed up with jerks like you.
Yeah, so you don't have... No, because you don't know...
You guys need to get a job loading a garbage truck, okay? Because you have no reason coming under here to chat all kind of garbage.
Okay, so in other words, you don't think we should be escorting...
Ask your mom if she ain't having sex at her age, okay?
No, I'm not asking my mom. That's an old lady who... She's having too much sex.
She just said she's not having any sex.
Well, she can't be that messed up. But, I mean, the whole fact of the matter is, for me to get into a conversation like that with my own mother...
All right. Look, obviously, that lady is upset with the fact that you are characterizing older women as being asexual. All right?
And I don't, Mr. Henry, I'm not a professional broadcaster like you. I don't know what a lot of these words mean. But I am saying...
You don't know what asexual means.
No, I don't, but I'm saying that...
Well, it means not having sex.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's what old ladies don't have. I mean, you hit 40, and they want us to dance. How come they want us to dance and to spin and to do the different moves?
Maybe they dig to watch you dance. It doesn't necessarily mean that they don't want to have sex. Here is Lynn on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Right.
Go ahead, Lynn.
Yes, Mr. Norton, you need to close down your business because you don't have a clue about women.
You
have it all mixed up. Women in their 30s and 40s love sex.
Who's having sex with them? Because not no man, not nobody that I know.
No, men are having... A lot of younger men love older women because of our maturity, our sexuality, our experience.
No, they go out with older women mostly on account of the money that you have.
They appreciate us because
Do you know Scott Crudenair?
Because we're more mature, we have more to offer.
That's what they tell you.
And the thing about the menopause, you got that all screwed up.
What?
I mean, you don't know anything about women. You need to just close your business down and get more educated on women. Because
you don't know
what you're talking about.
Do you know Scott Crudenair?
Who?
Do you know Scott Crudenair?
No.
Do you know Toby Bo?
Who?
Toby Bo.
No.
Okay, both of them told me that the only reason why they wanted to have sex with a woman that's older is on account of the money.
No, I have nothing to do with
it. I mean, who would ever crave a dusty taco? And everybody that I've talked to...
Oh, come on, man. What are you talking about?
You are ignorant.
You have
no clue.
No, I don't have any clue.
Who wants an old, crusty old man? Who wants to see what a 70, 80-year-old man?
A lot of... Oh, yeah? Ever heard of Anna Nicole Smith? Thank you.
She got 90 billion dollars for doing it?
No, but she had sex with him because she wanted to, not because of his money.
She did it for his money.
No, she didn't. How can you prove that?
Bobby didn't even have sex with him.
She mounted him.
Last time I saw the man, he was in a wheelchair. He barely moved.
She mounted him like it was the Winter Olympics. And everybody...
Okay, you got that line out. That's real good.
Well, how can she say she didn't want to have sex with him?
The guy's got billions of dollars. Do you think that factored in at all?
What?
The point is, you're clueless when it comes to women and their 30s, 40s, 50s. We still love sex. Yes, we want the romance and the dancing, but yes, we still love sex. So you need to...
Okay.
You're missing out, and a lot of men out there are going to miss out on great sex with great women.
I think you're misinformed.
How can she be misinformed when she's...
Woman.
But no, but I think you're missing... There's an old saying that goes, Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40, okay?
At Louboutin Escort, we say, Lordy, Lordy, she's got a dry potty.
That is vile. That is so...
Women take care of ourselves now. We eat healthy. We exercise. We love sex.
Okay, I mean, that's not what your husband says.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
No, my husband tells me he loves it.
All right, thanks very much. That's really, you know, don't go to that, okay? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton says women at 40 are done with sex. The Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry.
My wife, Mr. Norton, is 45 years of age, and we have a very healthy, intimate life. What do you think of that?
Are you talking about having sex with your wife?
Yeah, that's what it means when I say a healthy, intimate life.
Mr. Hendry, I would suggest that you have your wife, at least somebody talk to her, because women over the age of like 38 who lie having sex, in many cases, were sexually abused as a child by a husband.
Oh, come on, man.
No, by a father or grandfather. If they thought they were, because they think they're still hot. If they thought they were hot, you know? And so I think that...
You're not going to tell me that my wife had that in her background, okay?
Well, then, there's something happened because... You're saying that you have sex with your wife.
I'm not going to go further than that, okay? It's really...
Okay, so you don't want to talk about it because you're covering up for something.
I'm not here to talk about my intimate life with my wife, all right? I'm simply saying to you, 45-year-old woman, healthy, intimate life, okay?
Yeah, but Mr.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Dean on the Phil Hendry Show. Dean?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Why'd you cut that guy off? You made a valid point.
Earth. To Pilar. Pilar, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Okay, first of all, what's this guy's name you're talking to?
You don't have to talk about me like I'm not here, lady.
Oh, whatever. Anyways, I think you're an idiot. I think anybody who would go out with you would have to pay for your services to tolerate you. They have to be forced to go out with you.
What are you talking about? I don't force
you.
You
are totally uneducated. Don't you realize women finally hit their peak at 38? Where are you getting your information?
Yeah, okay. And other fairy tales.
Oh,
wait a minute. You're listening to woman after woman here.
Excuse me. How old are you?
Excuse me?
How old are you?
I'm not. You're not asking me any questions.
Yeah, okay. So that means you don't know what you're talking about because you're not even old enough, right?
You don't know what you're talking about. First of all,
you're not old enough, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
And how old are you?
How much sex have you had with women? Thank you. Okay. I have. I'm a man.
Yeah, I'm sure. Are you gay? You must be gay.
No, I have sex with women. Are you gay? You must be having sex with women to talk about having sex about it.
Please.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to your defense.
You haven't said...
Oh, wait. Hold on.
You know, you haven't said one thing.
Yeah, okay. See you later, asshole. Here is Sarah on the Phil Hendry Show. Sarah, go ahead.
Oh, is this my turn? Is this Mr. Snorton?
8686, boy. All right, Chris, you got your business. Why is your business called Crubaton?
I'm sorry?
Why is your business called Crubaton? What is that? Is that the city it's in?
No, I mean, there's three. I thought I told you about this.
What did you tell me about?
It's Scott Crunan, Toby Bowe, and Chris Norton. So we took the three names, Crunan, Crew, Toby Bowe, Norton, Ton, Crubaton.
Crubaton Escort Services.
Yeah. And so far... And
how much business are you getting?
Well, we had one lady, she wanted her money back because she wanted sex, but she was 60, and I realized that'd be nasty.
All right, thanks a lot, man. Good luck.
Yeah, okay.